join, or if there's a problem, so that we know that it could be connectivity or something else. I had to come to town here to connect. So. But it's no guarantee that I won't get cut out of the meeting. Good morning, DM. Good morning. And good morning to the DG and all members on the platform, including the team from the DMs or from the ministry. Good morning. I think we should start with the meeting and they will get us in the process.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to the honorable members.
No, well, good morning to you, Honorable Mafu.
Yes, Chair. Me in person, Chair. Me in person.
Yeah, by me. You came by stage. You are not a number. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very, very much. Yeah. I think we should get started with the meeting. If we will make a quorum with the public here. That we should not take much long time so that we get the briefing and get started. We run with this thing and ensuring that from now onwards South Africans will participate in international sports, because without this drug us ratifying some of these things or changing our legislation, the chances are that our athletes and performers internationally may not be able to participate. So, may I give over to the department to take us through the through these amendments? Over to you, DM. I'm told there are apologies from the minister and the DG, but so the DG is in the meeting. Can you fly the agenda, Noltando?
Thank you so much, Chair.
Let's check the agenda and adopt it first, and then because I think I'm
okay.
I'm too fast speaking for myself. That is the agenda. Any addition on matters on the agenda? I guess there's nothing in the absence of any mover for adoption of this agenda. So
I move for the adoption of agenda, Nkosi, Chair.
Yeah, Honorable Nkosi moves, and then is seconded.
Honorable Ndongen seconded, Chair.
Honorable Ndongen is seconded. Thank you very much. DM, just take us through and then we engage. Thank you so much, Chair,
and really appreciate the time you have afforded us as the department. Just to reiterate, Chair, that the minister is in the cabinet this morning, so he did send his apology. As you correctly said, Chair, the acting DG is not available, is seized with another meeting, but the DTG responsible for sport, Sumaya Khan, is leading the delegation from the department, and the CEO from Drug Free, from the South African Drug Free Sport, an agency of the department, otherwise known as SAIDS, Mr. Khalid Galland is here with their legal advisor, Ms. Wafika Beck-Yassim. To say, Chair, we're coming before you just to present to the committee the amendments to the South African Institute for Drug Free Sport Act, an act which was an act number 14 of 1997, which now is known as a National Anti-Doping Agency. The South African Institute for Drug Free Sport, which is, I've already said, is an entity, says, is the entity that has been given the task to manage the issue of the drug free sport in South Africa. So that's the reason why they are here. But there is also what is known as the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA. The World Anti-Doping Agency then is the reason why we are here. They are the ones that flagged some of the amendments of this act to say they are non-compliant. And the report was given to us and SAIDS on the 31st of October, 2022. And they expected us to correct everything by the 31st of January, 2023. Even though we communicated to them to say the timelines, we're not going to be able to meet because of the processes that South Africa follows. They then did not want to understand us. So that's why now we are coming here. So the department with the legal people, Sumaya and SAIDS will then give us the report, take us through what now is the status, where are we? Just to say, Chair, already the portfolio committee from the National Assembly is seized now with this matter, with the hearings, which we hope that they will be completed by the 19th of March. We really appreciate the fact that the select committee has given us this opportunity because it assists us in making sure that we fast track the process. As members all know that this year is the year of the Olympics, and we really wouldn't want any of our teams to be affected by the fact that we have not met the requirements for this bill. So mainly, Chair, that's the reason we are here. I'm going to hand over to Sumaya Khan in the team and the CEO, Khalid, to take us through the presentation. Thank you so much, Chair, once more, and thank you to the honorable members.
Sumaya, thank you.
Sumaya?
Thank you very much, Deputy Minister. Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, members of the committee, and also good morning to our CEO and the legal advisor from SAIDS who are in the meeting as well, and to my colleagues. Chairperson, thank you very much. I think DM has given us a good overview of why we're here. Just to indicate, Chairperson, from our side as a department, we have been engaging with the World Anti-Doping Agency after they gave us a non-compliance finding. So what we've done now is that in the time that they gave us the finding that we are non-compliant, they gave us 21 days from the 22nd of September till the 13th of October to dispute any of those allegations of non-compliance so that we don't face none of those consequences, as the DM has indicated that South Africa will not be able to raise their flag, will not be able to host any major international sporting events. So once we've now, because of the fact that we've now disputed it, Chairperson, we don't face any consequences. So you will see that although in September we had this finding, we were still able to display our flag at the Rugby World Cup, at the Cricket World Cup, at AFCON and other major events. So that process is still ongoing, Chairperson. SAIDS has lodged the dispute. WADA has now come back to us to say they are appealing, you know, our dispute, and the matter is now with the Court of Arbitration for Sport in Switzerland, they're finalizing that. But as DM has indicated, we have worked with the SA Drug Free Sport SAIDS to do the amendments to the bill. And I am going to hand over, Chairperson, to our legal services, who will take us through the areas of the bill that were non-compliant. And we will also indicate the processes that we have undertaken to make sure that we amend those areas of the clauses and also other developments related to that. But I think from our side, Chairperson, we also want to appreciate, you know, the speed with which everybody has rallied around us as a department to make sure that, you know, we really prioritize that all the amendments are finalized and we take this this bill through the legislative process as quickly as possible. Chairperson, I'm going to hand over to our senior legal admin officer, Mr. Benedict Mokobedi, who will take us through the presentation. We have, Chairperson, made available the presentation, but in addition to the presentation itself, Chairperson, we've also made available to the committee the actual copies of the amendment bill that was sent to Parliament. And we've also given all other documents, you know, the time when we sent it to the, when we had the bill gazetted, we've given the opinion of the Office of the Chief State Law Advisors, and also, you know, other comments that came through from the World Anti-Doping Agency, and especially a copy of the anti-doping code, which we have to comply with, and which our act itself was not compliant with. So thank you very much, Chairperson. Over to Mr. Mokobedi to take us through that. Thank you.
Good morning, PM. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, DDG, once again. Good morning, honorable members on the platform. If members would allow me the opportunity to flag the presentation. I trust it's visible. Yes, without wasting time, so this would be the presentation outline. And the purpose of this particular presentation is to provide the background to this select committee on the reasons for the need to amend the South African Institute for Drug Free Sports Act as amended, the steps that has been taken to fast track the promulgation, considering the consequences of not having this particular bill promulgated, and for your consideration and further processing. Members, the South African Institute for Drug Free Sports, that is the SAIDS, as the DM has mentioned, is a public entity of the department and is established by an Act of Parliament. That is the South African Institute for Drug Free Sports Act, number 14 of 1997, which was also amended by the Drug Free Sports Amendment Act of 2006. Both the 1997 and the 2006 Act basically promote participation in sports for free, in sports free from use of prohibited substances or method intended to artificially enhance performance, thereby rendering impermissible doping practices that are contrary to the principles of fair play and medical ethics in the interest of health and well-being of sports persons, and to provide for matters connected therewith. However, The Amendment Act, that is the 2006, further provides for, among others, for the adoption of matters contained in the 2021 World Anti-Doping Code, which because of this particular code will have been found to be non-compliant. The World Anti-Doping Agency, which developed this particular code, was established in 1999 as an international independent agency to lead in collaborative worldwide movement for doping-free sports. Okay, on the 31st of October 2022, WADA identified several provisions in the 2006 Amendment Act that are non-compliant with the WADA code and provided for corrective action report identifying those non-compliant provisions that must be amended with a timeline of the 31st January 2023. Obviously, as the DM has mentioned, this particular notification was a short notice, noting that legislative development in our country is codified in the constitution, so there are processes that needs to be followed. But our plea, for lack of a better word, sort of fallen devious. Hence, we are trying to fast track this particular development of the bill. So the department, as well as SAIDS, informed WADA of this unreasonable and explained the reasons why it could not guarantee the promulgation within the time frames that has been provided for. Notwithstanding the deadline, WADA, notwithstanding the unreasonable deadline, the department still assured WADA of its commitment to have a legislation aligned with the WADA code. Despite efforts of engaging with the compliance unit of WADA in producing drafts for the amendments of the 2006, the last of which was submitted initially on the 21st of September 2023, on the 22nd of September 2023, WADA Executive Committee at their meeting in Shanghai, China, adopted a compliance review committee's recommendation to highlight that SAIDS was non-compliant with the code. The executive committee also accepted the compliance review's recommendations, consequences for this particular non-compliance, as well as the reinstatement condition. The consequences are that South Africa will not be awarded the right to host or fly the South African flag at regional, continental, and world championship and events organized by major event organizations. Nor will South Africa's flag be flown at the Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games until SAIDS is reinstated. SAIDS was given 21 days, starting from the 22nd of September 2023 to the 13th October 2023, inclusive, to dispute whether allegation of non-compliance and or the consequence of non-compliance and or the reinstatement condition proposed by WADA. Please note that when the appeal is lodged, consequences placed on WADA and South Africa by WADA cannot be implemented until the appeal is processed. Hence, the DDG mentioned that we were able to participate in this event. On the 13th of October 2023, SAIDS lodged a dispute with WADA. On the 21st of November, WADA lodged an appeal with the Court of Arbitration for Sports, that's CARS in Switzerland. As a consequence of same, CARS is in the process of finalizing the arbitration process to adjudicate on the dispute. Okay, now back to the process that have been undertaken to fast track this particular amendment. The departments and SAIDS work together in drafting the South African Drug Free Amendments Bill, to the effect that on the 26th of September, the department received a notice from SAIDS that WADA had issued an approved version. The said approved version was then sent to the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor on the 26th of September 2023 for consideration and certification, as is the normal process. Wherein the SAIDS Amendment Bill was certified and the opinion was issued on the 1st of November last year. The department presented the draft bill to Cabinet on the 4th of October. On the 4th of October, and Cabinet noted the recommendation and approved the processing of the bill. That is the South African Institute Drug Free Sports Amendment Act of 2006 to ensure alignment and compliance with that particular WADA code. However, only on the 21st of November 2023, the SAIDS submits WADA's written inputs, comments, and questions on the version that the bill on the version that was certified by OXLA. On the 28th of November, SAIDS also wrote to OXLA, providing them with WADA's commentary on the bill that was certified by OXLA to say that the bill that has been certified is non-compliant. Noting that South Africa at the time had up until the 22nd of January 2024 to promulgate the SAIDS Amendment Bill, the department addressed the letter to the Speaker of the National Assembly as well as the chairperson of the NCOP and subsequently gazetted the notice of intention to table in Parliament. On the 30th of November 2023, the bill was presented to the Portfolio Committee for Sports, Arts and Culture to advise on the reasons why they need to amend the SAIDS Act and the step that had already been taken to fast track the promulgation of this particular SAIDS Act and to submit the particular draft version of the bill to the Portfolio Committee for consideration and further processing. No. On the 22nd, up until the 14th of March 2024, the SAIDS bill will be placed on national, provincial, and regional newspapers for advertisement and commentary. The Portfolio Committee is currently holding consultation on the draft bill, for which SAIDS had also made a representation, including those that were made by WADA, to the fact that the certified bill is still non-compliant. Now, I'll then turn the attention to the particular provisions that were found to be non-compliant. Most of the non-compliant emanated from the definition clause of the Act. Now, because of that, of those non-compliance provisions, they had consequential circumstances in the provisions of the board, in the body of the Act as well, in it as well. Now, the rationale for this amendment was given that the code has a periodic review and amendment, and WADA recommended that the definition bear the definition as set out in the code currently in force. So therefore, whenever there's changes, we then therefore would not find ourselves in this particular position that we find ourselves in currently, because whatever definition in there will also bear this was currently in force. So we don't always have to revert back to make those particular amendments. Some of the other definitions have been repealed because the operational functions of such defined ways do not exist, nor are they aligned with the code, while others were inserted to align with the new amendment as well as the code. Now, we've also inserted the definition of an appendix, which is an appendix to the code, which then also bears certain definitions. The reason for the insertion of this particular definition is so that should there be a term that is not in the bill but is covered in the code or the appendix to the code, we don't have to amend the bill again, but rather make reference to that. In this instance, then therefore, this particular Act will operate as a similar to a framework. Thank you. Section 6 of the Principal Act, which deals with the staff of the Institute, is intended to be amended due to the fact that some of the provisions are no longer fit for purpose. For example, the Principal Act prescribed that SAIDS may, when entering into agreements, do so in consultation with the Minister as well as the Public Service Commission. Section 8 sub 2 of the Amendment Act made reference to the above Section 6 sub 2, which is intended to be repealed. This is because of consequential amendments. Section 10 of the Principal Section 10 of the Principal Act deals with the object of the institutions, which are, amongst others, to promote and ensure the adoption of centralized doping control programs, which may subject an athlete to testing with or without advance notice, both in and out of competition. The controversy with this particular provision is that it is believed that the provision might be interpreted to mean that athletes are entitled to advance notice. So the argument or the submission is that the term "wait" must be removed, because the advance notification only happens in exceptional circumstances. What I suggested that advance notice should be removed, as this should only occur in exceptional circumstances, as I've alluded, and that it is also preferable to refer to intelligent testing, as it covers more areas and in broader in case the international standard for testing and investigation changes. Therefore, the bill will read as follows. The objectives of the Institute are to promote and ensure the adoption of centralized doping control program, which focuses on implementing intelligent testing, which may subject an athlete to testing both in competition and out of competition on athletes over whom it has authority. The other amendments relate to Section 10 sub 2, which prescribe that the Institute shall operate in close conjunction with Sports Information and Science Agency. However, this is no longer the case because same has to be replaced with the department. That is, CISA must be replaced with the word department and includes SASCOC in its operation. Therefore, the bill will therefore read, the Institute shall operate independently but may cooperate with SASCOC and the department from time to time as the need arises in order to achieve the object of the Institute as contemplated in this particular act. The other amendments deals with Section 11 of the 2006 Amendment Act, which provides for the powers and duties of the Institute, and subsection 2, paragraph B and C of the said Section 11 are intended to be repealed, as they prescribe that the institution shall establish and maintain a register of notifiable events and notify relevant person and organization of interest into the register of notifiable events. The warrant for the amendment is the fact that SAIS no longer maintain this particular register. Hence the suggestion for the repeal of this particular provision. There's also an insertion in Section 11 regarding the consent of parent, guardian, any school or any school governing body or the drug testing of protected person by the Institute participating in any non-sporting event sanctioned by the National Sports Federation or National School Sports Board. However, this provision has been subsequently removed, but Chair and DM and members, would also like to submit that during the consultations that are currently held by the portfolio committee and as well as our colleagues with SAIDS, they advanced that this particular provision should find itself in the body of the suggested amendments because it was also approved by WADA, and we are of the view that this particular provision is important. So this consent of parent and guardian, and depending on the consultation, should find itself in the amended version, especially since WADA has no reservations as well with this particular provision. Further insertion speaks to Section 11, sub 2, paragraph M and N of the Amendment Act, which include that the institution may require athletes who have been included in the testing pool to provide accurate information of their current whereabouts, which should be made available to WADA and to other anti-doping organizations having authority to test the athletes, and ensure that the process for all athletes with documented medical conditions requiring the use of prohibited substances or method may request a therapeutic use exemption, provided that such a request shall be evaluated by a therapeutic use exemption committee in accordance with international standard for therapeutic use exemptions. Provided further that the Institute shall promptly report in writing to WADA such granting of therapeutic use exemptions. Section 11, capital letter A, prescribed for the doping control program that applies to all athletes. This program includes, among others, authorize the Institute to request an athlete to provide a sample for the purpose of doping control, and require the Institute to establish and maintain a doping register for the program. Again, as alluded in the previous slides, SAIS no longer keep this particular doping register, and as a consequence of same, this provision will also be repealed. Section 11, capital letter B, prescribed that an athlete fails to comply with the request by the institute to provide a sample, if he or she refuses or fails to submit a sample collection as required by the doping control program, what I advise that the notion of failure to comply under this particular act is too restrictive in nature. And according to the International Standard for Results Management, a failure to comply means a term used to describe anti-doping rule violation under quote Article 2.3 and or 2.5. And as such, recommended that this particular provision as well be repealed. Section 11C prescribed that the Institute may require Sports Administration Board in writing to arrange for an athlete to undergo doping control in order to determine whether he or she has been using prohibited substances or methods. What are required states to confirm how this provision works in practice and how often the Institute requests in writing for the Sports Administration Body to arrange for such an athlete to be under doping control or the laboratory analysis of the sample. And it was resolved that this particular provision as well should be repealed, and hence it is not in the amended version that is before the committee. As stated, that the portfolio committee is currently partaking in oral submissions from the public as well as federations, as well as our entity SAIDS has also participated on the 20th and made submissions. So the following are submissions from SAIDS as well as WADA. Again, the suggestion speaks to the definition clause in the sense that it is advised that the word anti-doping organization should find itself in the definition clause, as well as the prohibited list. The suggestion is that to align with the WADA code, it should not only read prohibited list, but rather that there should be inserted to mean the prohibited list. They also submitted submissions with regard to section 10, subsection 1, paragraph D, that promotes and ensure the adoption of centralized doping control program, which may subject any athlete to testing with or without evidence notice, both in and out of competition. Again, as I've alluded in the previous slides, that the contention with this particular provision is that the insertion of the word with may be implied to mean that athletes are entitled to advance notice, which is what is not the intention. So it is submitted that the word with should be omitted from this particular provision. The other section speaks to section 11, sub 2, paragraph I, which again speaks to the establishment and maintenance of a registered testing pool. The bill, however, currently refers to testing pool without the word registered. So the submission is that the testing pool should have the word registered to read a registered testing pool. Again, on that same section 11.2, but paragraph M, require athletes who have been included in the testing pool to provide accurate information of their current whereabouts to be made available to WADA and to other anti-doping organizations. Now, the only suggestions in this particular provision is that the testing pool should read in plural, in that it should read not testing pool, but rather testing pools. Then we also have a submission with regard to section 11, subsection 2, capital letter A, paragraph A, which a request contemplated in subsection 2 and shall be evaluated by a therapeutic use exemption committee in accordance with the international standard for therapeutic use exemption referred to in the code. Again, to ensure alignment with the code, it is suggested that the word therapeutic use exemption should have an S at the end to read therapeutic use exemptions with an S at the end. Okay. The crux of the submission from SAIDS and WADA mostly deals with clause 17, which deals with appeals. The recommendation is that the heading itself should be amended to read results management instead of appeal, as they believe that results management related provisions deals better with appeals and should be excluded from the Amendment Act. And then also on that very same provision, section 17, subsection 2, paragraph A, C, subsection 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, and subsection 8 are non-compliant and therefore should be amended and removed. Likewise, section 17, subsection 4, paragraph A, as well as section 17, 7 and section 17, 8. Now, not only did they advance reasons for their amendment, for their suggestion amendment, they've also provided how this particular provision should read. And therefore it will read as follows. Again, the heading will now change to results management and the provisions will read as follows. There is to be hereby established an independent board which shall be known as the Anti-Doping Appeal Board. The appeal board will consist of 9 members appointed by the minister, possessing special knowledge and expertise relevant to doping, which must consist of 5 practicing attorneys or advocate, a sports administrator, and 2 sports medical physicians. Result management must be the responsibility of and shall be governed by the procedural rules and anti-doping rules of the National Anti-Doping Organization, as amended from time to time by the code. Results management under anti-doping rules must establish a process designed to resolve the anti-doping rules violation matters in a fair, expeditious, and efficient manner. The Institute must establish a first instance hearing panel named the Independent Doping Hearing Panel, which has jurisdiction in the first instance to hear and determine whether an athlete or other person subject to the anti-doping rules has committed an anti-doping rule violation and, if applicable, to impose relevant consequences. The list here is a list of entities that the department has consulted on with regard to the bill. We've also consulted provincial sports confederations and save for SAIDS and WADA. The only the following also submitted their comments. That would be National Treasury, South African Rugby Union, and Public Enterprise did comment that they have no comments to submit. Chair, I believe this concludes my presentation to the committee. We therefore request this particular SILA committee to note the above submission for consideration as well as further processing. I thank you.
Chairperson, I think we are done.
I'm muted. Thank you very much for the presentation. Quite detailed and very, very clear about what WADA wants. And that as South Africa, if you want to participate in the Olympics and raise our flags in international sporting activities and arenas, we have to comply with the international, with the world rules as they are set. And where I'm standing and knowing members of this committee is that we will not want to be a reason for barring of South Africa from participating in international sporting activities. So just making a call to members just to say that we need to speed up this process and ensure that we are not the reason for non-participation in this international coming international sporting activities. We we know what these international bodies can do. And we are scared by some of the international bodies and what the kind of decisions they took around about South Africa. An example is with the case of our athletes, Semenya, which is a very painful thing. So let us make sure that we comply 100% with what they say so that we participate in this sporting activity. So, honorable members, that will be, if there are members who want to comment, then you can raise your hands through the platform. And those who don't have the raise your hand facility, just raise your voice. Thank you very much. Over to you, honorable members. There is the hand of iPhone. I don't know who this one is. iPhone.
Nisha.
Oh, yeah. Honorable Lihihi.
Okay, Galabakache.
Over to you, Ms. Lihihi, honorable.
Galabakam, you just to deposit letter. Has the Institute established an independent doping hearing panel to examine cases of athletes? When is the appeal board going to be instituted with all relevant legal and professionals included? What are the relevant steps taken so far to ensure there is fast-tracking of the promulgation process of the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sports?
Honorable members, those are the questions from Honorable Lihihi. Are there other further comments and questions from other members of the committee participants?
Chair?
In there. Yes, you may fire. Continue.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
That's Honorable Njadu.
Yes, Chair. Thank you. Chairperson, thank you very much, and good morning to all the members and also to the department. I also just want to join Chair in thanking the department for a very clear presentation and very detailed, also, Chair, to my input to be that we, as South Africa, in terms of complying, is very, very important that we must ensure that we speed up the process, that we become part of the international sport. So, Chairperson, for me, it's just to comment and to say that we push we speed up this process, that we ensure that we are complying with all requirements. Thank you very much, Chair. Chairperson, I'm done.
Yes, I'm just trying to check if there is. Oh yeah, Honorable Baha, your hand is up. Oh, it's quite a black hand.
It's a black hand.
Yeah, I didn't know that there is such a color in the. Thank you very much, Honorable Baha.
No, thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I think that. Yes,
sure.
I think that on my side, I want to I'm encouraged by the fact that there's a prompt response in terms of the department in trying to address the issue of anti-doping within our sports. And I think that this is something that we need to encourage and do our part in ensuring that it does go through, so that we take our position in terms of international sports as a country. But Chair, just for me, it's one or two questions or clarities that I need. And again, I take into account the fact that this is something that we have to do and conclude as soon as we can. Chair, just to check on the World Anti-Doping Code 2021, can we be clarified, or can it be shared with us in terms of the details of how the standard of education, or the education part, will of the education programs are delivered in South Africa, along with an overview of the education plan linked to such. The second one, Chairperson, is more on page 114. Just a question of clarity again. Can you kindly elaborate on research completed in South Africa linked to the above, and clarify how the department has made use of the research findings in terms of realizing doping-free sports and delivering education programs? And the last one, Chairperson, on page 146 of the World Anti-Doping Code 2021, it states, signatories shall devote sufficient resources to implement anti-doping programs in all areas I've just lost track of my, sorry, Chair. Okay, let me take this one. Can you please elaborate on the developments of communicated to WADA and sites by summarizing the communications shared along with the medium of communication, communication channel used? Please clarify if and how queries from WADA and sites were formally handled concerning developments linked to the amendment of this SIDES Act. So, Chairperson, those are just the two clarities that I have, but I want to say that this is a good, or the correct way of addressing the issue of a drug-free sport, and I would encourage that we get to a point of summarizing it as soon as we can, so that we are in good standing in terms of international sports as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Honorable Bacha. That's music to my ears. Thank you very much. Is there any other comment before I give over to the department to respond to? And just one check, what if we do not meet these deadlines? What will happen? Does it seriously mean that we are not going to be able to participate in the Olympics? Let's get the answers now, and then we see what we do going forward. Over to you.
Thank you.
Oh. No, go on, Sumaya, go on.
Sorry, GM. Okay, thanks, GM. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, there are questions that I would respond to, and there are some questions that the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport will also respond to, because it's very focused on the work that they do as the National Anti-Doping Agency of South Africa, who deal directly with the World Anti-Doping Agency. Chairperson, from our side, the first question, I think from, I don't get the name, I know, but it was the iPhone that the chairperson was referring to, was...
Honorable Lihihi.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Yes, in terms of the relevant steps taken to fast track, Chairperson, I think if you heard our presentation, we had indicated that as soon as we received the areas of non-compliance, the department worked together with the Institute, the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport, to look at the legislation and to identify all the areas that were non-compliant with the code. And we amended it and we sent it through to the compliance committee of the World Anti-Doping Agency for them to look at it, for them to indicate whether it was now compliant. And I think we did this quite a few times back and forth. I think there were five drafts that came to us. And finally, we got a draft on the 21st of September that the World Anti-Doping Agency indicated was, quite compliant. But be that as it may, on the 22nd of September, they still gave us a non-compliance finding. But be that as it may, Chairperson, we continued with the process internally because we now had a bill which WADA had considered to be compliant. And we started to engage, our minister then spoke to the presidency so that we had a compliant bill. And in terms of our own processes, the next step was we would take it then to the cabinet. So we passed the amendment through to cabinet and for them to approve it, they indicated that the state law advisors must also look at it, certify it, and then we would be ready to send it through parliament. So we really fast-tracked that to the effect that by December, the portfolio committee also called us to present this bill because we had managed to send this bill to parliament by November. Chairperson, I must also indicate that the minister then wrote even to the Speaker of Parliament to indicate the urgency of this bill because we were told it must be ready, it must be compliant by the 21st of January, but we had indicated that those processes, that timeline was not reasonable as DM had indicated already in her remarks. It wasn't a reasonable deadline. We had indicated that we will look at making sure as we can by the latest, the end of April for us to have a compliant bill. But they still put us on, they still considered us non-compliant. We also have a process of disputing the bill. So there is the dispute that is with the Court of Arbitration. And in addition to that, Chairperson, the Portfolio Committee also put a program together that, that makes sure that they have all their consultations finalized by the 15th or so of March. And they're hoping that they can finish off all the work that they do with the Parliamentary Legal Services so that this bill is finalized in National Assembly by the latest the 19th of March. So those are all the processes we put in place, Chairperson, to fast track, the promulgation of this act. The other questions I'm going to ask the colleagues to speak on as well. And to respond to your question, Chairperson, is what if we don't meet the deadline? Now, Chairperson, in the process, if we have a compliant bill, for example, now, when we went through the process, WADA had given us a bill in September that was compliant. But when it went to the state law advisors, they added a few comments in there and WADA said it was not compliant. But by the time WADA came with their comments, we had started the process of submitting this bill to parliament. So their comments came in quite late. And we then assured them, state law advisor assured them that parliament will now deal with those processes and that input that they are making. So if WADA says to us, if we have even a draft bill that is compliant, they will take us, we are now non-compliant. So the next step is if we give them a draft bill, they can see that we're quite serious about amending the legislation. They will take us off the non-compliance and they will put us on what they call is a watch list. So once we get on the watch list, they will just monitor us until such time that we have a compliant bill, by which time the non-compliance will fall away. So presently, we're still not compliant. We still have a court case, a dispute, I wouldn't say a court case, but a dispute which goes to a special court, the Court of Arbitration in Switzerland. That case is still on. Our SAIDS is appealing it. We as a department, as government, is an intervening party to that dispute as well. So that is going on. But I think they're also giving us an opportunity to finalize this bill because they can see, Chairperson, the processes that we're following and the fact that we're really trying very hard to make sure that we are compliant. So to respond directly to your question, if we don't meet the deadline, then we will be non-compliant and we will have to face all of the consequences, like number one, our flag not being flown at our international events where our teams are participating. South Africa will not have the opportunity to host major events. Our anti-doping agency will not be able to participate in key anti-doping activities. And also the World Anti-Doping Agency actually provides resources and funding to our South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport. So there is a risk there of them losing that funding as well. So those are the consequences, Chairperson. Thank you, Chair. I'm going to hand over to the colleagues. Our legal services are here. They will respond to some of the questions, and then we'll get the anti-doping agency SAIDS to also respond, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chair.
Fire Danke, is there, Anna? The other additions from the team?
Legal services?
Yes. Sorry, Chair, I'm trying to raise my hand here. I will respond to the issue of when. The challenge with us not being able to give a definite date is because the process are usually run by Parliament. As I've stated in the presentation, that currently the portfolio committee is holding our submissions, and once same is done, it will be in terms of the rules of the National Assembly, which prescribes how this development of legislation or amendment is supposed to take place. But as much as the rules prescribe the processes, the dates are not, we cannot currently provide those particular dates as we are also reliant on Parliament. But we've been receiving considerable support to expedite the programmation of this particular bill. And also, hence, it was very appreciative of the department when we received an invitation from this particular select committee, which then also indicate how proactive Parliament and its entities are taking this particular matter seriously, and that aids in our submission in our endeavor to promulgate, as well as our submission to WADA. Thank you. With regard to the other issues, I think as DDG has correctly advised, with regard to the independent doping hearing panel and when is it established, whether it's established, I believe that my colleagues from SAIDS might be able to assist. Thank you.
Your hand is up, Arnold. That's what the
Good morning. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning to colleagues from the departments. The name is Adla Arnold. I'm the parliamentary legal advisor from Legal Services Parliament. Chair, just firstly, my apologies for not being present or on the platform at the start of the meeting, so I might have missed important points that were raised. I was actually in another meeting. But nevertheless, Chair, I thought that it is important that I just touch on, you know, with regards to procedural aspect and the compliance by our select committee. So Chair, the bill is still currently before the National Assembly, and by all indications, it appears that the bill will be amended in the portfolio committee. Chair, once that bill is transmitted to the select committee, we just need to remember that the select committee needs to ensure that there is a public participation process with regards to the amended bill, and we need to facilitate public involvement. And it is a Section 75 bill, so that means the committee may consider the bill and may propose amendments. If no amendments are proposed, Chair, then the bill will then be transmitted directly to the President. Thank you, Chair. That's all from our side, from Legal Services.
Baie dankie. Is there, DG Sumaya? Is your hand up? Because the mic is on.
So, Chairperson, I think we were just still responding. I did indicate that the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport will respond to all of those other issues that were raised by the member, Honourable Member Bala. Thanks.
Baja.
Baja. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Para.
Baja. No. Yeah. Honourable members, please, let's pronounce people's names. Okay. Particularly if it's corrected. So people mustn't, we cannot joke on the platform, this official platform. So the same name is Baja, not Bara. Okay, that's official.
Thank you.
Yeah, over to you. I was responding.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. I'm Khalid Khaland, the CEO of SAIDS, the South African Institute for Drug Free Sport. There were some questions that were addressed that were asked pertaining to education and research. The education plan. And the research that we do for the year, it's all outlined and disclosed in our annual report that is tabled to Parliament each year. And just to give you an idea of what an education plan is that we table through our annual report to Parliament, it will involve the audiences reach in the different provinces in the country, the different categories of sports people, from athletes, coaches, medical doctors, pharmacists, that the education program reached, and also the type of programs, so in terms of workshops or seminars or presentations that are delivered. With respect to research, SAIDS collaborates with the universities in South Africa. We also collaborate with WADA. We receive funding for collaborative research with universities in other parts of Africa and South Africa on research pertaining to anti-doping behaviors or scientific research, obviously with an anti-doping perspective. Chair, I hope that answers the Honourable Member's questions. And SAIDS is also happy with the explanations provided by the parliamentary legal advisor on the process of the bill that will be followed and the proposed date for processing or promulgation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Is there another hand from the department does want to respond or make additions?
No, sir. I don't think there's any more from our side, but just to also indicate that the ADG, Dr. Khumalo, has joined on the platform. until 11:30, Chairperson, just for information.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you very much and a great welcome to you. Is there any other matter that members want to raise in relation to this presentation? In the absence of any, do we have minutes for this meeting, for the last meeting?
Yes, Chair, we've got 2 sets of minutes.
Yeah. May I, before we go into the minutes, maybe take this, because that will be our internal matter, the department, the select committee, that we finish what we need to before we get into the minutes, and then release the department and the DM, the last parting words before we go into doing our own house internal stuff, so we don't keep you.
Honorable Chair and honorable members, just a sincere appreciation from our side, both as the states and the department, for having us, afforded us this opportunity. We know how hectic the Select Committee is right now, and Parliament in general. For you to have put together this meeting today gives us hope that we will be able to meet the deadlines of WADA. And therefore, your worry that we will not meet the deadline, I think we will be able to put it aside, and the sport in South Africa will be back in where it belongs. Thank you very, very much. We really want to appreciate the honorable members from the Select Committee.
Thank you, DM. We don't want to be a reason why South African flags cannot be flown at the international events. We don't want to be that reason. With those words, thank you very much. You and your team is released. You are released, and then we can deal with our internal matters. Baya danki. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Chair.
Lortando, may you fly minutes of the last
meeting? Hold up 4. Please need a button to activate. Press space bar. Nakamafuba.
Let's fly the minutes. Yeah, thank you very much, Lortando. That's minutes of the 6th of December. We have had this minutes for quite some days, and I don't want us to take a long time deliberating on this. Is there any comment on this minute? Any comment? None. In the absence of any comment, any mover for adoption of the minutes?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes as true.
Honorable Gosi moves. Any seconder?
Honorable Ndongeni.
Ndongeni seconds. I may have the second pair of minutes. Second. Records of the last meeting. Yeah, that's of the 6th February, 2024. Any comment? In the absence of any comments, is there any mover for adoption of this minutes?
Don't get any moves, Chair.
Don't get any moves. We have had this minutes for quite some time. Don't get any moves. Any second? Nkosi seconds. Thank you very much. Honourable Member, this, we came to the end of our meeting, I guess. And that my prayer is which is your prayer also, I think, is that let us not be the reason for South Africa's non-participation or bearing in international events. Sorry. Thank you very much, and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Daddy Chair.
Daddy Chair. You can do the
recording stopped.
Recording must stop now. Okay. Hola, sub. Have a good day.
You too, Chair.
Yeah.